Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Bob Fitzgerald joining us at 11 a.m. Warriors play the Rockets tonight. Cup game!
The Rockets, Warriors eliminated in the Cup. That happened Friday. So they ain't going to Vegas.
The Rockets but coming out to play.
It's still a cup.
Yeah, well, you're right.
But then, the court will be fun, yeah. Right? The court will be
they
fun,
going
though, right?
To Vegas, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Warriors playing chess.
Yeah, I got you.
Got some weaker opponents coming up now. They don't have to go to Vegas.
Well, and
wow,
I didn't want to say this, but somebody else was doing the same thing. They just did it in a different kind of way.
It wasn't the Lakers.
The T-Wolves.
Oh.
The T-Wolves don't want to be in Vegas.
I'll tell you what, Luka looking like MVP is early, but damn, tell me I'm wrong.
I can't.
Okay, wow.
What's their record now?
You had it early.
Oh, I just guessed that 13.
The real question is, what's Dallas's record?
They're probably 5-15.
But I feel like their car's in the shop. We can't judge them until Kyrie and AD come back.
They probably sold their car for a Buick.
You know what's funny is you can't tell what's real and what's not. I saw a quote from Anthony Davis, like, they can still fix it and just trade me back to the Lakers.
Now that's fake.
Yeah, it must have been. Yeah. It must have been. All right, we're talking about the 49ers and Brock Purdy. Fitz is going to join us in 10 minutes, so we'll shift to the Warriors. But let's start with Thanksgiving call from the coach. The coach is in Vallejo.
What's up, baby? Happy holiday.
Hey, coach, how you doing?
Hey, guys, happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving, and I was chuckling when Goo was talking about, you know, black people and 1 o'clock dinner.
Oh.
Because, and it's twofold to that. Number one, it's usually we have our big dinner right after church on Sunday.
Okay?
That's where it starts. Now, we eat early also because we have what's called a second dinner. That comes at about 6 or 7 at night, okay? So you have that. And on the holidays, you know, it gives you time to go to someone else's house in the evening and eat again.
Coach!
So that's where all that 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock dinner, you know, for it's a black tradition. We've been doing it forever. And you guys have me chuckling on that, Goo. So
you're the man.
Happy holidays. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Where are you at on Kuminga?
Okay, on Kuminga, I think Kuminga was truly injured, and I think he was injured even before he started playing bad.
Okay.
But once you get into the starting lineup, Goo, you know darn well you could have a broken leg. You're going to tell the coach I'm okay.
There it is.
Because he's been waiting so long to get there. Those guys, a guy like that, he'll never admit. He almost have to, you know, limp off the court in order to not play. So that's where I am on Kuminga, and I think he is truly injured, and I hope he's back soon.
Yeah. Happy holiday, man.
Yeah,
we love you.
Coach, have a great weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I never told you the story about my Aunt Diane, did I?
No. First time I heard Auntie Diane.
That's my late dad's sister, and she lived in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Go ahead and give me a drop. And so when I was about 20, She was, they're very, not religious, but they're very, they were a give back family.
Okay, wow.
And they adopted three kids.
Wow.
From Vancouver. They were native Canadians. They were really underprivileged. And so they adopted these three kids from the same family.
That's beautiful.
And every Thanksgiving, because they were so like, they came from a very needy environment. So when they were when they celebrated their first couple Thanksgivings with us, they would all get sick because they would just eat
because they were
so not used to, you know, just being able to eat everything you could eat. And
So
I don't know, for some reason, like I never eat a boatload for Thanksgiving. Maybe, I don't know why I said that.
You're a big stuffing dude? Very picky.
Mashed potatoes. Yeah. I don't like stuffing. Anything that's got some green in it, I'm out.
I've never been to prison, but I've watched movies. I've had some friends that, you know, visited. But mashed potatoes are so uninviting. It's just, slop it on the plate. I've never been a mashed potato guy.
You know what? I don't even know this, but I'll bet you Evan likes mashed potatoes more than stuffing.
I don't.
Oh.
Evan stuffing.
See, that's like you betting, Goo. You just really guess. Sometimes
don't say
right.
that to the real gamblers. They get mad when you say it's 50-50.
To be fair, though, I have done a 180 on stuffing. I didn't used to like it when I was younger, but now I can't get enough.
Man, it's my favorite.
Is it really?
Yeah. Done by the right person.
Some cranberry sauce.
Yeah, I don't like cranberry sauce.
Either, me neither.
I like cranberry juice.
I do too. It's good for your liver.
It's got a lot of sugar in it.
But it's good for you. Your liver.
Yeah. Have you guys tried like the canned cranberry sauce?
It's my kryptonite. I don't even touch it.
Dude, it's been, well, I like it more than the sauce.
Cranberry.
It's gelatin.
It's funny. I don't know why this came up. Somebody said Stidey skips vegetables regularly. And I'm not a big vegetable guy, but for whatever reason, last night I drilled some veggies.
Broccoli.
I was like, you know what, Stidey? It's time. It's time to eat a vegetable.
Shredded cheese.
Or two.
I put shredded cheese on my broccoli.
Oh, I don't do that.
And hot sauce.
I don't feel
like it. Is it even broccoli at that point?
I know. You can't put cheese on broccoli.
You put cheese on salad?
I do. Yeah. Cobb salad.
Like grated cheese?
Yeah.
The gorgonzola?
Yeah, sure.
Gorgonzola.
Anyway.
All right. Let's go to Trevor in Rohnert Park. He wants to talk about Brock Purdy's contract. What's up, Trevor? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Back at you.
I think everybody's kind of reacting to kind of a bad game. I mean, he's allowed to have a bad game. I don't think Brock Purdy is anything like Tom Brady or a top five quarterback of all time, but he's not that bad. I think he's a good quarterback. I just think he had a bad game, and they still won against a bad team. So good. They won even though he had a bad game. He could have had a bad game against a better team, and they could have lost because of it, but they didn't. So I'd say just give the guy a break. You know, you can flip on him, and next week if he has a great game, we're going to be talking about how great of a quarterback he is. So I just think quarterbacks have these kind of games. I'd rather have a gunslinger that goes out there and tries to make something happen than somebody who's reserved and doesn't make anything happen. It's okay. I can live with that. So I think he wins more than he loses, so I'm good with it.
I hear you, T.
Appreciate you, Trevor. Thanks for calling in. Have a great Thanksgiving, man.
So I guess, Donnie, in a perfect world, he picked the perfect opponent.
Yes.
To throw three picks.
The perfect year.
Well, no, the 8-7 is not good.
No. He picked the perfect year to be lousy, though.
Why?
Well, because he stinks, and they're still 3-1 because the teams they play are absolutely horse bleep.
Well, that's the NFL. You can get got any Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, you can,
Thursday.
But you're not going to get got as much from teams like Carolina and New Orleans and Atlanta.
Now, this is
the
New
York Giants.
I'm not going Kendrick
Tennessee
Perkins.
And Cleveland.
This is our last show before the Sunday game in Cleveland. Stani, the Shadur component to this game and
here
the
we
meaning
go. Here we
from
go.
A math standpoint for the Niners. This is why, like, this is the game of the week. Forget tomorrow, all those games. Shadur start at home, his first
all
one.
Right, Kendrick.
And the Niners needing the game, and Myles Garrett and that defense, Denzel Ward.
Hey, go ahead. Try to sell me on how Shedeur Sanders is probably the toughest quarterback they could face this weekend. Go ahead.
Oh, I can't say that. No, I'm just saying all eyes. Not Tupac are on, I want to say Cleveland Municipal Stadium. I don't know what it's called, but dude, this is a game. I can't wait.
It's only Wednesday. Chill. And it's Cleveland. What are you doing?
We got games tomorrow and Friday, a Netflix game Friday. God, they got Eagles. A great camera. Who they got? Chicago.
Somebody they'll handle.
No, they got Chicago.
Somebody they'll handle.
Dude, I hit a nerve.
Doug in Wichita. I'm going to Wichita. A Seven Nation army couldn't hold me back. And I'm
looking. Couldn't even try.
What's up, buddy? Dougie.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, man.
Foremost.
Back at you.
All right. Hey, I was listening. I was thinking, thank you. I was thinking about that question of how long of a leash should Brock get and all this, that, and the other. And then that last caller was, I think he made an errant comparison or juxtaposition of, you know, he's won and lost the same type of game that he's played. But a better comparison would be, you know, we've lost games where he's played impeccably. If you want to make that argument, fine. That's great. But just to try to get to the point here, I was thinking back to all those times that, you know, the genius, Bill Walsh, pulled Joe, sat him, and put Young in just for apparently for having a bad game. I don't know. Maybe his shoe wasn't tied right or he threw a pick where there was another guy open somewhere or whatever the case was.
Right.
Okay. Hey, Joe Montana was not above being graded on his performance at the moment.
Mm.
And if the GOAT is not above that standard, neither is Purdy. And I love Purdy. Personally, I wouldn't sit him if I just went off my feelings and my opinion of the man.
Right.
But if we're gonna look at competition, if he goes out and throws three more picks in the whole game Sunday, well then yeah, it's time to rattle our young man's head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on, Brock. Come and sit down. Come and sit down. Take a breather. Think about this. Hey, wow. I love the aggression, no doubt. No problem with that. I love his gamesmanship. Love it. What I don't love is the mistakes, and they will happen. And I'm not mad at him for them, but if it becomes a habit, the man's got to sit. And it's not dogging anybody out. It's just competition.
So yeah, a little tough love, it sounds like.
I agree with you, Doug. But yeah, Guru doesn't believe in that. Guru believes that when you sign a mega contract, then the competition ends.
Doug,
and you
must don't cater, let him poison you, man.
You must cater to that player. All right,
I'm feeling what you're putting down, Dougie. I am, man. And it sounds like you're describing tough love. That's why I didn't like Kyle saying after the three interception game, oh, they were a great decision. It just seems like you're letting the kids skate from missing curfew, you know?
Hey, you know what? That's absolutely, I would buy that argument, man. I don't mind it. I mean, there's smarter people than me saying he made the right read. Well, okay, he made the right read, but he came up with the wrong interpretation.
That's it. He didn't throw it far enough.
No, okay?
You're right.
That's called knowing what you're reading, okay? Great. No problem there. Now, Sunday against Shedeur, I ain't trying to hear about him one way or the other. He is a rookie making his first or second start, I guess, with a good full week. I don't care who his daddy is. I don't care really so much about his bravado either. Give the man some time one way or the other. If the coaches don't like him and they say, this ain't our guy, coach's decision. If they give him a long, long leash because of who he is or whatever, again, coach's decision. But I don't want to hear anything about, oh, he's being mistreated or he's being or that because of this or that. I'm like, the man is a rookie. If he comes out and has a good game and loses, what? The Browns let him down? If he comes out and has a bad game and the Browns win, or the Browns win, what? The Browns are that great? I mean, come on, man.
It's
competition.
Thanks, Doug.
Man,
appreciate
what you doing Thanksgiving, Doug?
Appreciate it.
Come by the Johnsons.
I got it. Here's one thing I thought about. Is Brock Purdy a gunslinger?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you look at the yard, people think he's dink and dunk, but if you look at his yards per attempt, he's up there. So, okay.
And here's my question. Has there ever been a gunslinger? A gunslinger?
Brett Favre.
Who didn't have a strong arm? Can you be a gunslinger if you don't have zip on your ball?
Flutie.
I'm gonna press the my button, but I am not get to.
Doug
but
Donnie,
you might be onto something.
I don't know.
If Philmo Mike is out there, oh, I talked about his lack of arm strength, but yeah, Stein, wow,
like can the ultimate you be gunslinger, Brett Favre, and he had a rope.
Elway was a gunslinger,
exactly.
Peyton Manning,
okay.
Flutie, I just
saying.
Where is Doug?
He's around. He's doing infomercials.
Yeah. Like, he ain't close to the game, though.
I don't know
I
that.
I haven't seen him in years.
Yeah, he, do you remember the name of the guy who caught the ball against Miami?
Now, this is great. I don't.
Gerard Phelan was his name.
That's great knowledge.
One of the greatest plays in college football
Jeff
history.
Jeff Garcia was a gunslinger. To me.
Okay, did he have a arm than Purdy,
oh,
right?
No, yes, he did.
Well, who doesn't? I mean, who doesn't have a better arm than Purdy?
See, now you're doing me. You're taking shots that when I used to do it back in the, you'd be like, no, it's not about the arm.
It isn't. It's about, like.
I didn't like Kurt Warner saying he throws a catchable interception because that's what that tweet meant.
That actually
makes
sense to me. It really does. Because if you're throwing the ball with a lot of pepper.
And we see it every week in NFL. How didn't you catch that? It was coming 100.
Yeah, it's going to be harder for guys to catch balls with pepper as opposed to when Purdy layers it in there.
But what about the two that he threw against Arizona?
I can't remember those.
Dude, Evan, I said it. People got mad. Those were picks. They dropped them. Yeah, you're right. Everything goes against that. Arizona dropped them. They were kind of right. So they weren't coming heat rocks.
I'm trying to picture those interception.
Philip Rivers was a gunslinger. He didn't have the strongest arm.
Okay.
But he would let it rip.
I'm just asking
Chad
the question.
Pennington. He threw soft. The now, Jets.
Okay, now there it is right there. You just blurted out a name of a quarterback that he stunk. Chad Pennington? Like, he doesn't belong.
He doesn't belong
in this.
He has, like,
where did
success.
His name even come from? How did it get into your head? Chad Pennington.
Well,
Evan, do you know who Chad Pennington is?
Yeah, of course. He was the first quarterback taken in the Brady draft, I think.
Why would Guru go there, though, with Chad Pennington, a guy who probably I never would have heard his name?
We all know.
Had, right. What happened?
Yeah, you're late to the fart. I'll tell you at the
white.
Cafeteria. No.
He was a white quarterback.
An email
right?
went out, so that's why I can't tell you.
Oh, wait a minute.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
No snitches here.
Yeah, snitches. That is funny. You're like, that's random. It's all outdoors.
All right. We're efforting Bob Fitzgerald.
Hey, real quick. That tune you were singing, who was that?
White Stripes.
Damn.
In fact, maybe Evan can come back in with some White Stripes at some point.
Now, when were they? In the 90s, 80s, 2000s? White Stripes.
Late 90s, maybe?
Yeah.
I thought you were a bigger fan of the Black Keys.
Oh, that song Yesterday. Yeah, that was a great tune.
And I don't remember.
Evan did the thing where, what's it called? Shockwave or something?
Shazam.
It's where you can get the, you put Shazam on, and if there's a song play, Fitz can wait. If there's a song
playing. No, Fitz can't. He's the man.
If there's a song playing, that you can recognize the song. All right. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in the TV voice of the Golden State Warriors.
And Fitz!
He's done it for 3 decades. Hey, Bob. How you doing, my man?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Happy holiday, Fitz.
We're doing well, and I'm going to take this opportunity to first thank Bob Fitzgerald. I had a guest coming into a Warrior game a couple weeks ago as part of Steve Kerr's anti-gun foundation and program, and Fitz gave him a tour, and
sounds
they made
like
some
Fitz.
Fun at my expense, which is well, but my buddy Drew had a great time with you, Fitz, so thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that was a group that for... You know, the Brady Group does all the gun safety stuff. Steve is intimately involved in it, and I've been a big contributor and wanted to support Steve. But I really gave that group a whole courtside tour and pregame warm-ups and the broadcast booth and all that because someone said they were a friend of Matt Stymus, Guru. And I wanted to prove that there was one that was around.
Yes,
so,
sir. That name carries weight.
Happy to, acknowledge that does, come into existence.
I love it.
Hey, Bob, what's the key to longevity in this broadcasting world?
What's interesting, Matt, is that, you always have like a goal or a dream as a kid. And, I think I've shared this before, but, when I was 9 years old, we moved out from, Chicago, and Bill King and Hank Greenwald were my guys. I mean, Bill King doing the Warriors and Hank Greenwald hosting Sports Phone 68. And on my 9th birthday, May 14th, 1975, that was Game 7, Warriors against the Bulls, that, led them to win the Western Finals and then on to the NBA Championship. On my 9th birthday, you blow out your candles, like, I want to be the Warrior announcer, and I want to have a show on KNBR. And
wow.
My parents were like, this kid's an idiot, But to have that happen in my life, I still, every time I call a game, I was like, oh, my God, so to do it for 30 plus years, Bill King was the Warrior voice for 21 years. And for Tim and I, to be doing this together for so long and with Jim Barnett, with you, Matt, on the sidelines and with Kalena, it's just a great, great thing. And so I am happy, to be honest, that 19 win seasons, 21 win seasons, 17 win seasons, that 4 titles, 6 trip to the finals and, 13 years of playoffs and all that stuff. I'm glad the tougher stuff came early and the better stuff came later. I think maybe that's more the key to longevity is that you hang in there long enough and the wheel comes round.
Fitz, don't forget you've done the Olympics as well, man. So you're a real one. And what I think you've mastered and is just natural when it comes to you is every game that you do, Bob, it sounds like there's no other place you would rather be than in that seat calling the Warriors game. So it comes through the airwaves. I've sent you numerous texts. I don't want to abuse it, but there's so many times, Bob, I want to fire off a text. I did it to Bob Myers too much, but I'm like, I got to let Fitz work. But I got to ask you this. Last year, they went 23-8 with Jimmy. I'm not down, Bob, but I need your help because I'm not happy with the 10-9. But I told Steiny and the listeners, I thought the Warrior team as a collective would pick up right where they left off last year, you know, that regular season. Where did I go wrong or what did I miss? Or is that too soon to have those expectations?
No, I mean, here's the issue is I think we talked preseason where I just said, hey, guys, the beginning of this year is the funkiest start of a season I've ever seen in terms of 18 games in 30 days and 14 cities and the whole bit. I actually expected kind of where they are. Now, how they got there, beating the Lakers and beating Denver and beating the Spurs twice, and but then losing to Indiana and losing to Milwaukee without Giannis and losing to Portland, how they got there is surprising.
Mm.
But where they are is not, because They're in a survival mode, in my mind, till December 31.
Wow.
Because they'll play half the road games, 20 road games in the first 70 days. Then they play 21 road games in 102 days. Mm. So once they get to Jan 1, the schedule changes so much. And for an older team, that matters in a huge way.
Mm.
And so, yeah, you know, you had Steph get sick and you had Jimmy and Draymond get, you know, a couple rest games and things like that. But I look at it as, have they been outclassed by anybody? One team, OKC's on a different level, but on a given night, Lakers, Spurs, Denver, we've already seen the Warriors beat those teams. So if you can get to the tournament, if you can get to April and you take attendance and people are healthy, no one's going to want to see the Warriors in a seven-game series.
Mm.
Now that doesn't mean that they're some world beater. It just means they're one of six or seven teams that has a shot, that has a puncher's chance. And so that's the goal, is that, you know, when we're flying home from Charlotte December 31st, that's going to be the key to me. Did we survive this craziness through the end of December? And are we ready to roll and really start stacking up the W's heading into 2026? But, you know, they've turned it over too much. There's been nights they haven't rebounded. A year ago, they were a really good rebounding team. But I love the roster. I mean, Draymond and Al Horford and Trace and Quentin at the center spot, you know, and then Moody and Pajemski and Kuminga, you know, with the Hall of Famers and Steph and Jimmy and Draymond. I mean, I think they're a good team. It's just that there's been a lot of kind of Richter scale up and down performances. That's totally fair.
Bob Fitzgerald joining us on 95.7 The Game, television voice of the Golden State Warriors. He's been doing it for 30 years. Tim Roy's been doing it for 30 years on the radio side, and it's time to honor both you guys. I mean, it's not easy to last in this business that long. But, you know, I just want to throw this out. I remember way back in the day, Bob, when Dave Del Grande was on the beat, and we would always – we'd have this a little fun conversation about if you could cover any team in the NBA, you know, and be in that city, what city would you be in? And I remember saying, well, this is number one in the Bay Area. And it was when the Warriors stunk, Bob, you know, but I didn't care because I wanted to be out here. Anyway, I just want to know, was it more rewarding or has this been even better? The fact that, you know, the Warriors were on the periphery of the NBA, you know, in the 90s and early 2000s. And like the way I look at it is I wouldn't have had it any other way than to see what happened, you know, from 95 to 2005 or seven. And then to get to see what happened after that. Like, I'd rather have experienced everything than just one side or the other.
You said it better than I could. I mean, that's exactly right. Because, you know, every time you're at Oracle, you're like, man, these fans are so knowledgeable. And they're so passionate. And they're so ferocious. And they make a difference. I always say, good fans are reactive. Hey, nice play. Clap, clap, clap. Hey, nice play. Clap, clap, clap. Dub Nation is proactive. They make things happen. They cheer things into existence. And if you ever wonder about that, go to the home game against Toronto. Kyle Lowry said after the game, we couldn't hear ourselves think. Mm. The Warriors are down 24. There's 2 minutes left in the third. I say on the broadcast to Jim, you know, Jim's like, oh, they're down 24. I said, Jim, Clay or Steph hit a three or two. This thing could flip. The Warriors went from 24 down to win that game by 12 points. They landed like a building on top of the Raptors in that fourth quarter because a couple threes at the end of three and then just a run. They have it on YouTube. I watched it like a month ago. I'm like, that's Dub Nation right there. That building levitated. You know, you think of Clay's 37-point quarter. I've never been in a sporting event where 20,000 people are losing their minds like that. To make it happen, he started hot, and then it was like, we're watching something special. And so that's where I love Warrior fans. So to me, they were always good. Even in the down days, the home games were good. They were competitive. The fans are so knowledgeable. They care so much that to see them rewarded with the success, it's a perfect story. Like, if you wrote the movie, no one would buy it. Mm. Like, this team's, they're in the dregs. They're one of the worst teams ever. You know, Tim Roy and I laughed in Washington. Someone had one of the greatest signs ever when the Warriors are bad. You're 3 years away from being 3 years away. And Tim and I are like, all we wanted, I don't think he minds if I share this, all we wanted one time was to go into a city, and this was newspapers, kids, ask your parents, newspapers, where the headline wasn't woeful Warriors, you know, whatever. Just for the love of God, can we not have woeful Warriors 1 year? And so for where we've come to where the Warriors are, like, yeah, you couldn't, like, if you wrote the script and gave it to Peter Guber, he's like, no one's buying this. Keep it moving. Oh. It's not grounded in reality.
Fitz, let's have some fun, because it was a week ago today that the Warriors honored the 75 championship team. Evan and I had the pleasure of talking to Clifford Ray, and then Rick Barry pulled up on us Friday. I went to the game. It was a beautiful ceremony. But Fitz, we got a drop, and you told Goo and stay off the internet. And I want your thoughts on what went viral, because I was on the internet, Bob, shocker. You know, when he was talking to Kalina, because I thought he got misconstrued. Your thoughts on Rick Barry talking to you and Kalina?
Well, it was total miscommunication. We had Rick down courtside because he was watching the game and put a headset on him. And, you know, I brought up the story how he taught George Johnson to shoot underhanded free throws in that championship year. And George Johnson went from like 40% to becoming almost an 80% free thrower. And I'm like, Rick, like that, what an incredible thing. How did that come about? He's telling the story. And then Kalina said, you know, I tried the underhand thing and it didn't work for me. And Rick said, well, you're not a player. But he still thought he was talking to me.
Right, I got
so,
you.
So that was, and I kind of said, oh, no, hey, Rick, no, Kalina was a good player, played 7 years and all that. And just, if he'd been sitting next to each other, it would have never happened.
But right.
He thought he was talking to me and couldn't really distinguish our voices, not seeing us. He called Kalina the next day, apologized.
Beautiful.
You know, it's all good. It's the Warrior family, it's all love. But it was odd. So I guess if someone was watching, they could go, what the heck? And that's when Rick was done. Like, hey, you know, you were telling Kalina he wasn't a player. Rick was like, what?
Right, I got it.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes broadcasting a live TV, weird things happen, but that's what classy people do. It's like, oh man, I said something out of pocket. Let me hit you the next day and say I'm sorry.
There you go.
And Kalina's such a class dude.
He's
like,
the man.
You know, no worries.
Hey, Bob, I got to ask you, because we got a game coming up later in this season with the 49ers and the Bears.
Wow,
yes.
Bob.
How about your Bears this year?
8-3.
If anyone wondered if Ben Johnson could coach,
wow,
they don't need to wonder now, man. How have the Bearleys won these games in the last second, week after week after week after week? It just is beyond remarkable. I think the Niners are pretty good. So, you know, playing in San Francisco, that could be a little bit rough for Chicago. But I'm very pleased with just a team that, you know, is one of the bell cows of the NFL, kind of, you know, getting back to life. And as a diehard, you know, Chicago Bear fan and a Niner fan, those are the games that I want whoever has the ball to score.
No doubt. Yeah. Hey, Bob, Dan Dibley's instituted a grading system here at the station. So when anybody says something funny or provocative, the highest score you could get is a 4. But your Chicago Bearleys, we call it an occasional 5. So that's a great one. Hey, let me ask you this. Steiny always has been a proponent of 4 years in college. And I'm like, yeah, I get it, Steiny. But I don't know. But he's always like, 4 years, Goo, these players are ready to hit the ground running. Share with us, if you're shocked at all, what you've seen from our guy, Will Richard, because I mean, man, Fitz, I think I saw it in preseason, but now he's taking it out there, and he's starting for the Warriors alongside Steph, Dre, and Jimmy.
Well, I mean, Matt's, you know, played college hoops. He's a good longtime observer of the sport, and I think he's right on the money, is that just even look at Quentin Post, Trace Jackson Davis, and Will Richard. You come in, if you're a four-year college player, more of an adult human being, first of all. It's not easy to move to a new city, a new job, have money, fame, stress, pressure. You mentioned social media, internet, all on your head if you're 18, 19, 20 years old. I mean, anybody listening, think of yourself as an 18-year-old versus what you were having gone to college as a 22-year-old and coming out. I know I was a totally different person. And so when I look at Will Richard and I look at Trace and I look at Quentin, they've played a lot of basketball. They've had their flaws and stubbed their toes. They've gotten better. They've also showed that work ethic makes you a better player. And then as a person, you're more of an adult and kind of ready to rock and roll in a really stressful profession. So I think Will, the best thing about him is a lot of rookies come in like, I got to score and, you know, I'm going to shoot every – nope, I'm going to cut without the ball. I'm going to defend. I'm going to rebound. I'm going to play hard every time. I'm going to start some games. I'm going to come off the bench. I'm going to sit. And my attitude and my approach is going to remain unchanged. And so he's like a 7-year pro, and he's a puppy in the league. I love him. I mean, what a find at the 56th pick. Like, how does Mike Dunleavy keep finding value when people used to throw picks away in the 50s? I mean, this is really kind of a nice story. And even Guy Santos before, they've had 4 straight picks in the 50s. Yeah. That are all can play basketball. And that's doesn't happen.
Yeah. Bob Fitzgerald joining us on 95.7 The Game. I want to kind of finish up here with Steph Curry, Bob, because I mean, he's 37 years old.
Man.
And I'm wondering, you know, when I compare him to some other great point guards in history as they aged, you kind of have to throw them out because, you know, whether you're talking about Stockton or Nash or Kidd or Isaiah, they could kind of transition into more of a pass first type of guard. But like Steph's scoring is so, you know, above and beyond what those guys did, especially at this juncture of his career. Like, I'm fascinated by how he winds down, because I do think it's going to be different for him than a kind of a typical point guard who can, you know, maybe take more of a passive role and get others involved when scoring such a monster part of his game.
No, I mean, Matt, I'm right with you on a nightly basis where Steph having to handle and beat guys off the dribble, and then when he gives up the ball, running through the gauntlet of being fouled and grabbed and bumped and pushed and coming off screen, setting screens himself. What he is able to do physically at this age and the energy he does it with is astounding. Then you put, he is the greatest human being to ever shoot a basketball on our planet. You know, 8 billion people. That skill not only has not diminished, it's gotten better. And so to see that, I mean, this is really I try to tell people, you know, if you're doing something for Christmas or the holidays or whatever, get out to see Steph Curry in person.
Man.
Like, at some point in your life, or your kids or grandkids or whatever, like, this is Elvis, this is Sinatra, this is the Rolling Stones, this is the Beatles. Like, don't be that person where, oh, I never got to see him live, because he's just that remarkable. So to your point about aging, Matt, and it's a good one, that's why I want D'Anthony Melton to get rolling. I don't want Steph to have to handle the ball all the time. You know, the amount of abuse it takes and the energy it takes to handle Steph off ball, catch and shoot, knocking down threes. He could do that till he's 70 years old. But, you know, Father Time's undefeated. So at some point, he's not going to be able to cook some of these guys that switch out on him. But right now, he certainly can. And the cool thing is, the league has wisened up. You guys know the last couple of years, people just karate chopping Steph after every three. You know, now it's a foul. That secondary act, you know, ball's released and you want to do, you know, go weed whacker on a guy's wrist. Oh, thank you. 3 free throws. So that's going to help his scoring bubble up as well. And he's shooting. It's 6 a game, but it's still the highest free throw rate he's had in his entire career. And so thank for the rule change to finally came about, because people were like, well, we'll challenge a shot, and then once Steph shoots it, we'll just crush him and hope that we're going to beat him up enough to slow him down. And remember last year he played with the whole thumb injury and all that stuff. So now teams are, you know, hopefully a little more reluctant in trying to do that all the time.
Fitz, I got to ask you this, because a lot of people, oh, Guru, you wear your heart on your sleeve, and I would have it no other way. But I'm a Kuminga fan, and the offseason was a lot about Kuminga, and I thought he got off to a good start. And I know injuries happen and sports can be cruel, but Bob, what if I told you I'm missing him out there? I think the team is missing him. It's early. You want to work on your continuity, and you want to see him grow at 7 games, and hopefully he's back. But you don't have a problem with me telling Warrior fans, just sharing with my opinion that I miss him out there and I want him back sooner than later, just for the betterment of the whole team and himself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, JK in training camp, it's the best I've ever seen him pass the ball. It's the best I've ever seen him rebound the ball. And his shot selection discernment is definitely improved. He is unique on this roster. There is not a young, bouncy, physical force like him on the whole roster. So, of course, they need him. I mean, that's the thing. And now, if his knees aren't feeling good, they don't need him at 60%. They need him being the flying force that he is. But early in the season, I thought Kuminga played some of his very best basketball. So, yes, I'm with you 1,000%. Get him healthy, let him kick in, and get him out there, because particularly on nights, you know, and they're going to do this a couple times where, you know, Steph and Jimmy and Draymond don't play. In those games, I want JK to get 35 points the focal point of the offense. Like, they almost beat Zach. They hung in against Miami, but they just didn't have enough firepower to get across the finish line. So, no, this team needs everyone. They need Melton. They need Kuminga. They need Al Horford. They need everybody to play. And so I'm with you. I'm kind of checking with everybody. Hey, okay, you know, he practiced. He did 3-on-3. Steve says he's going to scrimmage, you know, later. Like, great. Like, no, I'm excited. And wearing your heart on your sleeve, what's wrong with that?
We got some nasty people out of here, Bob.
You want to live your life as some boring drone?
I hear you.
Hell yeah, man. Care about the things you care about. People know about it. There's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, Bob, thanks so much for joining us.
Too,
congratulations,
man.
And keep it going, my friend.
Hey, you guys are awesome. I've loved you forever. And Guru, you text me whenever you want.
All right, I got you.
You're on the gold list.
Nice.
There you go.
People that get my phone that I don't want to hear from. You got a thought, you let me know anytime you need to.
I love it, Bob. Happy holiday, man.
Thanks, see you guys. Be good.
Bob Fitzgerald, television voice of the Golden State Warriors, and has been so for 30 years. Hey, today's your chance to win great prizes. Every single hour, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., tons of great prizes. In the 11 o'clock hour, we're giving away a Jimmy Butler Buddy Hield bobblehead. So when you hear the air horn sounder, be caller number 5 on the contest line. It's our Thanksgiving blowout right here on 95.7 The Game. So that's coming up on the other side, the Jimmy Butler Buddy Hield bobblehead giveaway. Don't go anywhere. And on Thanksgiving Day, we're going to bring you Chiefs Cowboys Mahomes Prescott, and you can listen to that game as you're eating Thanksgiving dinner. Chiefs Cowboys 1 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Oh, that song Elton John sings. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. This song's for you. You ever heard that?
Uh-huh. Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up this segment, listen for the air horn sounder for your chance to win a Buddy Hield and Jimmy Butler bobblehead. It's part of our Thanksgiving blowout, so in the next 10 minutes when you hear the air horn, I'll give you the number of the contest line and caller number 5. We'll get that Jimmy Butler Buddy Hield bobblehead.
Wow, that's big.
It's a bobblehead.
He sounded better singing live than when he came back.
What do you mean?
Like when you see you live on air, it sounded better than when Evan just played it coming back. Wasn't you though?
I'm actually surprised at how good my voice can sound.
No, you do karaoke? No.
I've done it 3 times.
In the last decade?
In my life. Wow. They didn't have karaoke when I was younger. There's no such thing.
Yikes.
It was called putting a record on and
don't look at your phone.
Singing with a tennis racket, pretending you're playing the guitar.
Look at him. Don't look at your phone.
Oh, nobody did that?
We got a beef. Spadoni Evan. Spadoni texts Drew Brees. Drew Brees didn't have the strongest arm. And then Evan comes over the top. He had a laser. What do you think, Drew Brees? What would you? He got there.
What does Evan say?
Evan said he did.
Yeah, Spadoni he did. Says. You're wrong, Spadoni.
Well, he had a noodle arm by the end of his career.
Yeah, I know that, but he got it there early.
But he was 41 when he retired. Drew Brees has some of the best combine numbers for a quarterback under 6 feet.
Like, yeah, you get Brees had a cannon.
Even like Russell Wilson had great arms.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's, sure. Yeah. Hey, by the way, Fitz hit the nail on the head with something, and I'm sick of it, and you guys don't get it. You think you get it, but you don't get it, and it involves Jonathan Kuminga, and it's unfair to the kid, and he shouldn't be put in this position, and when you put a person in this position, a player, you'll usually get poor results. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. When you say, you know, there's going to be games when the Warriors won't have Butler and they won't have Steph and they won't have Draymond. And those are the games where I'd like to see Jonathan get 30, 35 points.
Yeah.
No, that's not how basketball works. So I'm taken back 2 decades. And we had a center here in Golden State by the name of Eric Dampier.
You Mississippi's remember Eric Dampier? Finest. Yes, sir.
Mississippi State.
But he's from Mississippi.
Maybe.
Yeah, I know he is. He knows my cousin.
He might have been.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, slow down, Stein.
Anyway.
It's real.
Anyway. And I'm looking at the screen and I'm watching USC and I see Eric Musselman, the head coach of USC. Well, he used to coach the Golden State Warriors. And Eric Dampier was a really good defensive center. Really good. Not so good offensively. But Eric Musselman would run two or three plays at the beginning of the game for Eric Dampier to get him going, to keep the big guy involved from the you know, start. And he'd give the ball to Dampier two or three times at the beginning of the game and then never do it again.
This kid's an idiot.
And Eric Dampier, really smart guy, by the way, had his head on his shoulders.
Yeah.
And he was, like, insulted. That insulted him. And I could see why. It's like, oh, you want to go to me two, three times early in a game because you want to keep me involved, and then you think you run two or three plays for me, and then I'm going to be great. That's just not fair. And I feel the same way with Kuminga. It's like, stop asking him to be a 30-point scorer on the nights where you want him to be a 30-point scorer, and then ask him not to be a 30-point scorer when he's playing with different guys. Like, he can see through that.
Yeah, but
sorry, he can. Okay. And it would bother me a little bit as a player.
Now, I get that, but also there's a right on the table brought to you by Atco Pest Control, Stoney. Shout out Billy. I saw him at the game.
Oh.
Went and had some drinks after.
Oh.
Splash.
Tequila?
Margarita. Yeah. And
that has tequila in it though, right?
Yeah, I didn't get it. I was slow pacing. He's from Jackson, Mississippi, Dampier. Listen, the right on the table is do your job. You're not Lou Alcindor. So that conversation had to go. I got to believe they had. There's a reason, pal, I'm not running it through you more than the first two or three, because old adage in hoop is keep the big man happy. He'll do his job. You know, the goon stuff, right? So, you know, if he were Shaq, Stoney, or Lou Alcindor, he would get more than two, three plays. So I'm with the coach on, we're going to feed you early, but you're out here to defend.
What about Kuminga?
I would tell him.
I don't think it's right that they've set up this dynamic where they want him to play a certain way with the big three. But hey, Jonathan, there's going to be times when we're going to need you to score 30.
But there's a hierarchy. There's a rank, Stoney.
Please.
There's a pecking order.
My point is, it's not fair to ask him that, though. Ask him to do that.
Okay, let's use Evan. Okay. I'm going to use Evan.
Yeah.
When you're sick or I'm sick or I'm out, I'm tending to something, mm-hmm. Who fills in?
Evan.
And then when we come back, where does Evan go? To his regular job, right? So he ain't throwing hissy fits.
No, but it's been hard. It's hard on Evan sometimes.
Well, I didn't say that.
He comes in and he's like, Guru here? Do I have to do a show? Is Stein here?
I got that part.
Do I have to do a show or do I have to produce?
Dude.
Two extremely different roles.
Hey, last time it was you calling it.
Yeah, 2 days.
He handles it well, no doubt about it. But it's a different, he's got to play a different game depending.
But you never, and I'm being real, and I love Damp. He did know my cousin Derek Stoney from Meridian, Mississippi. They were boys.
Meridian or Jackson?
My cousin was from Meridian. He was from Jackson, but they went to the same school. So listen, the way you just set that up is, I guess you're saying they underutilized Dampier? Should they have went to him more? I get your point.
That's not the issue.
I would tell Eric that, though. Why are you mad? This is symbolic. The coach is telling you they don't feel comfortable playing through you and giving you more touches.
Right. So let's not even go through charade.
Okay. Ooh, wow. All right.
Actually thinking, Eric Musselman, that I will be a more motivated player because you're going to give me three paltry touches in the first 7 minutes. Then you're going to forget about
me. So you're saying it's an insult almost?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I hadn't looked at it like that.
Maybe not an insult, but I could see how it would feel like you're being taken advantage of. We want you to play your 30-point game when we don't have the stars, but when we have the stars, now we want you to get 14 and do everything else. I think, like, if I were Jonathan Kuminga and I heard people say, hey, look, there's going to be 15, 20 games this year when you're going to play without Steph and Jimmy, so go cook. My first thought would be, what about the other 60 games? I can't cook.
I got something for you.
Sorry. I understand that challenge for Jonathan Kuminga, both on the court and psychologically.
Now, tell me, I want a letter grade. Let's be honest. And another rat brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Stein, let's put a rat on the table. There are 18 to 25 points a game to me from Jonathan Kuminga if everything went well a night. So when you say, like Fitz did, you could score 35, it's not 0 to 35. It's really 15 to 10 more points because that's you should be able to carve. But what about when you're the guy, though? When you're like, that shouldn't be that big of an ask.
All righty. There's the sounder. Caller number 5 to 415-523-4652. Right now, caller 5 gets a Buddy Hield Jimmy Butler bobblehead. Once again, 415-523-4652. Caller number 5. You will get a bobblehead of Buddy Hield and Jimmy Butler. And coming up in 20 minutes, we got Ethan Sherwood Strauss joining us, former ESPN beat writer for the Warriors, also worked for The Athletic, had a fascinating story about Brock Purdy and his toe. And we can talk Warriors with Ethan, too. He's all over it. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. That segment also sponsored by Bay Area Fast Track.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.